Okay, I'm here in a van at the back of the Soundhouse in Leicester. Delighted to be joined by the Darling Buds. Hello to Matt, Andrea, Paul and Chaz and Eric. Hello.
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 Well, good to see you all again. It's been quite a while, actually. It's been about a year and a half since we saw you, and I caught you live a couple of times earlier this year at the 100 Club in April and the gigantic Indie All Day as well, so in Manchester in May. So what's been happening since then?
We went on holiday. Not very much. We'd been in the studio, actually, which was which we never thought we'd probably do again, but that's all happened and was great fun. Nice creative little end to the year. And then we did a gig in Cardiff at the Globe and then here tonight. So not many gigs, but, you know, we're choosy.
That's good, really, because you're kind of in a bit of a happy place with gigs at the moment, aren't you, really? Because you're only doing a few, you're doing a handful, and you've been in the studio as well. Do you think you've got the right balance at the moment to make it all fun and worthwhile? Because everyone says, I'm going to stop doing it when it's not fun anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true as a cliche, but it's true. And I think we couldn't do any more than we do, actually, anyway. It's perfect. The number of gigs we do at the moment is we turn quite a lot down because we just can't do any more, and I don't think we want to, really. It's just nice as it is, really.
Oh, it is perfect. No, it's just right, because as Matt said, we need to keep enjoying it. We need to keep having a laugh and a good time. What was nice about the studio was, again, the same. It was a really nice environment to be in, really. Yeah. Creative, really, and fun.
Yeah, yeah. Relaxed, everybody's calm and easy about it, so yeah. It rolls nicely.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the studio, because when we spoke 18 months ago, you mentioned some demos that you were not really recording, you were just playing some old songs to each other, and it was a real tease, but that was all you said. And then earlier this year, I caught you live about 6 months ago, and there were definitely some new songs there. And of course, you've now put some photos out showing that you're in the studio and checking out final mixes and that kind of thing. So we really, really need you to spill the beans and let us know what's going on.
Well, yeah, we've recorded three songs. We're doing another one tomorrow, and we're going to be having a four-track EP out in the new year. So that's the beans spilled for you there. We just came out of really playing the gigs we've played, and, we practice a lot, and it just came naturally, really. We didn't force it. We just thought,
we did discover one old demo, didn't we?
We did an old demo.
Which we all really liked. Yeah. It was like, oh my God.
Yes, which we never recorded or played. We only demoed it from years ago, and we resurrected that. And then just had a few new tunes knocking around, and they evolved into songs. And it just feels nice to play new stuff in the set. You know, we get to keep it moving, really.
You're in a funny position, because often bands will say, okay, here's some new ones, and the audience will groan, but when you say it, it's like, oh great, they've got some new songs coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's lovely to hear. I'm glad it's that way around.
Exactly. Yeah.
People have been very kind, haven't they, about the new stuff. And you know, it's difficult for us to really
gauge it, really.
Place. Right, we think if they fit in really well.
Actually, if I may jump in as the most recent member, I would say that they do sound like Darling Buds songs.
Yeah.
Even my mum said that.
I think that's a fair assumption, having heard them last time round. Yeah. It's going to be a four-track EP. Is that going to come out as a physical release?
Yeah, 10-inch vinyl, apparently.
Oh, right.
And cassette. And it'll be, downloadable as well in the traditional way. So,
are you looking past four tracks, or do you think you might do some more at some point?
We'll see how it goes. It's a toe in the water, really. We don't really know, what the reaction will be to it. But if people want more, then we'll try and give them more. I suppose that's the way it'll go.
Yeah, we've started. We have got more songs, and we have started the process. So it does happen. It's happened. It's quite slow, but it is happening, and it's exciting and enjoyable.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. We'd love to have another album out, but the way we work and the way our lives are, it'd be impossible for us to go in the studio
for 2 weeks and just do it.
It's the only way we can do it, really, is do a few songs and another few songs, and we'll just keep it rolling along like that.
Long enough.
Even though we all live really close together and we all socialise outside the band together, because of our jobs and families, it's just difficult to get time together. That's why we don't do that many gigs.
But there's obviously a bit of excitement about getting together to record stuff, because you all are quite happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It was just such good fun to be in the studio again and just sit there and listen back to it, but also being there and, being creative and trying new ideas. And, yeah, I loved it. We all loved it. So,
does the EP have a name yet?
Not yet.
No. We haven't decided.
No, there's four tracks on it, so we'll probably pick one of the songs to be the sort of title of it.
Title track.
Yeah. Yeah.
So will some of the songs be leaked into the main set tonight?
All of them.
Bar one.
Three of them. The one we're recording tomorrow.
This is your last gig of the year. You've done a few gigs this year, so is there going to be this sort of a end of term Christmas party feel about it?
I hope so. Yeah. I've got the glitter on.
It works though.
We haven't been practicing any Christmas songs though. So
we brought a turkey.
That's probably for the best that you're not playing any Christmas songs because people are fed up with them already. How's 2016 for you? Are there any particular gigs that you enjoyed both playing in, or did you... Because you go out and watch quite a few gigs as well, because you post them on your Facebook and Twitter and so on.
Well, playing Manchester.
Definitely the Gigantic.
It was a great gig.
It was great.
It was filled up, that place, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was just great to see... the House of Love again and the Wonder Stuff and, just have a little chat with all those guys and catch up. Cud were great.
We played really well.
I think we played somehow, because we don't rehearse very much. So we get on there and we're just fingers crossed.
We were really good.
Quite surprised.
And everybody stayed.
Yeah.
My overriding memory of that day was seeing Miles Hunt locked on the roof. He couldn't get into his dressing room on the roof. And there was a place outside where all the food and drink was. There was about 1,000 people standing outside, and Miles was on the fire escape and he was knocking on the door and he couldn't get in. So he was just sheepishly waving at everybody. That definitely made the whole day for me. No, it was a great day. Have you been to any gigs yourself that you really enjoyed?
Yeah.
What have I been to this year?
Sleaf of Mods. Me and Paul.
Yeah. They get better every gig. Because I'm always careful how many gigs I go to with these bands, because sometimes they just run out of steam, they run out, run out of interest, but they're just getting better and better every time. It was a proper gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Chucking people around the place, and it was great.
Where was that?
It's in Bristol, in the O2 Academy.
Okay.
Yeah, no, really good night.
We went to see John Grant as well, didn't we, at the Wales Millennium. That was good.
Yeah.
Really good, with Myla Jones supporting.
Yeah, he's great.
He was great,
A bit of baroque pop.
Green Man Festival as well, we always go to, and that was brilliant. Ezra Furman.
I saw Steve Earle earlier this year. That was excellent.
Who was that, sorry?
Steve Earle.
Oh, right, cool.
In London, that was excellent.
Yeah, he's great.
Good year for music, then.
Mm. Well, not for the legends who were...
No.
It's a bad year.
I think everybody's kind of a bit shell-shocked about the whole 2016 thing, really.
Yeah.
How about albums and... I don't call them singles anymore, just tracks and things like that. Any particular albums you've enjoyed listening to? Always like to tell our listeners at the end of the year.
I really like the Michael Kiwanuka record myself. I think it's Love and Hate, I think it's called. It's very good.
I like the Honeyblood single. Girl Ray. Still like all that stuff.
Sunflower Bean.
Sunflower Bean. Great.
The Bricks and the Extricated single as well. That's a great comeback. Yeah.
Pale Hound. Really enjoyed both of those. The Pale Hound album?
No, I haven't heard that.
On Heavenly. It's great. And Amber Arcade's really good.
Oh, that album is beautiful. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
There's actually the new Radiohead record's quite good as well.
Yeah.
Not given that a listen yet.
Hmm. I may not be your thing.
They're a completely different band to old guitar Radioheads, I think. Mm. But I still think it's a fantastic album. I can't fail to go to sleep to the album, and that's kind of a compliment, it's just so soothing. It's just such a good musical.
I like Boards of Canada a lot, and I liked that direction that they moved into, even though it was almost like a Boards of Canada tribute act with singing on the top. I like that feel, the music, and that was a really good direction to go in. Kept them interested. That's the thing. This is what's been great about this, is that the way we're playing, we're enjoying it. We're never trotting the songs out. It's always really fun for us to play them. And with the new stuff coming in as well, that's making it interesting. I think that's Radiohead. We're in the same position. They wanted to continue enjoying it. they were working hard, so they refreshed their approach to it all. Bands have got to stay interested in what they're doing.
Definitely.
Otherwise it shows. Really
good. Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. Okay, so other than the new music, which we know is going to see the light of day, and that, well, the New Year's only a couple of weeks away,
yeah.
So it's not going to be long.
A bit later than that.
Yeah.
Okay, when you said New Year, you mean the first half of the year.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, the pressing is the problem. Apparently, there's a big backlog.
Record store day,
record,
isn't it?
Because of record store day and. Yeah, there's long lead times at pressing plants at the moment.
So many people pressing them.
Simple as that.
Actually, I've heard every band complain about wait times for pressing vinyl, so we might be looking at maybe 3 or 4 months, something
could
like
be,
that.
Well, we waited 30 years.
We can wait another few months, that's right. So otherwise, what are your plans for 2017? More gigs, a handful of writing and recording sessions?
Absolutely, just get into it now, isn't it? And
we've got London gig the end of April. I don't think the record will be out by then, but there'll be some form, you'll be able to sort of buy
get
it,
some,
again, some of the advance sort of promise of it somehow at the gig. But we're open to offers. Anyone listening in Hawaii?
Yeah.
We will amplify those offers all around the world. You never know, something might come up. So thanks very much for having the time. Looking forward to the gigs. Going to be in a few hours' time. And definitely looking forward to hearing the new stuff as well. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thank you.